Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, with me is Vernon Dozier. He has been suspended from his job as a football coach and as a math teacher at Belmar Academy because of some incident you had with kids selling chocolate bars to raise money, right?
These are kids, Phil, that are at different supermarkets and the like who are selling these chocolate bars and these candies to raise money for uniforms, trips, etc.
All right, you had a run-in with them, and as a result, you have been suspended?
I have been suspended pending a review of our administrative board. I'm an educator, and I'm around kids all the time, so I do want to be reinstated in my job.
What happened?
Well, what happened was this is a very difficult time of year for all of us because this time of year you see a lot of kids out in front of stores and out in front of supermarkets and the like selling these chocolate bars and selling candy and car washes and what have you to raise money for their uniforms, to raise money for their football teams or their baseball teams like that. And we have this at our school as well, raising money for different clubs. What I resent, what I do not have much patience for is the way they will continually try to guilt you into giving them money for their candy bars. And I say this as an educator. I know the kids need to make money, but I don't like it when I'm going into a store and I hear a kid say, please, mister, would you give us money for, would you like to buy a box of chocolate bars? Would you like to buy, you know, what have you? Phil, I'm sure you've seen this.
Well, any of us who are parents, yeah, we've seen kids trying to raise money for the different things.
All right, but what I don't like is the guilt, please. And I have very strenuously in my life adhered to one philosophy and one philosophy only. Nobody is going to make me feel guilty, okay?
Do you really think that's what the kids are doing?
I think they are. Yes, I do, sir, because they play on your feelings as an adult, and they'll try to make you feel guilty that somehow you owe them. What I do, what I recommend friends of mine do, I will look them directly in the eye as a child is standing there with the candy bar or whatever they're selling. Please, sir, do you want to buy a candy bar to help us raise money for our school uniforms? I will look them directly in the eye, and I will say, no. No, I don't. And I will keep looking at them as I walk into the store. I will make direct eye contact because no kid will make me feel guilty. And
I don't feel guilty.
Well, I think you do. Let me tell you something, if I could, Phil, if you've got a moment.
Go ahead, but I don't feel guilty when I see kids selling candy bars. I'll either buy it or I won't.
No, let me tell you something. 4 years ago, I had a decision to make, and that decision was to either stay with my wife and my three kids or make a clean break, leave them in Minnesota, which is where I'm from originally, and come out west to make a clean start. Now, I'm out here, and there's these kids with their marching bands and their football uniforms, and they want to guilt you into buying chocolate bars. Hey, mister, I'm not going to let the guilt get to me any more than I'm going to feel guilty about leaving my three children, which I guess you think I should. But I do not, and I will not. I met a young lady. She's the greatest thing that ever happened to me.
I'm going to jump in. Have you seen your kids? You say you've got three children that you left in Minnesota?
That is correct, yeah.
You're from Minnesota originally?
I'm from North Carolina originally, but I lived in Minnesota the last 20 years, yeah.
All right, and do you pay child support to these kids?
You know something? I'm going to leave the direction of your question and continue going.
No, wait a minute.
No. Wait. I left my kids. I left my wife because, let me tell you, these kids are just like the ones out in front of the stores. They guilt you into things. So I will walk by, and I'll say no, and I'll make eye contact. And I've walked on, and I've done that for a long time. I can make eye contact with a kid, stare right at him as they say, would you please buy a candy bar? And I'll say, no, I won't. And I'll keep right on walking. Because with these kids today, everything is me, buy, I'm hungry, buy.
We have a letter here from Mrs. Wendy Jan in Arcadia, California. She says that you stared down her son, Sam, and said no.
Which is my constitutional right.
Okay, but then when the child persisted and said, please buy, he was selling candy bars for a school band?
I do not recall.
All right, you said no, and then when he persisted, you told him to go F himself. Is that right?
That's correct, and I would do it again.
What are you trying to prove with something like that?
Let me tell you something. For 2 years of my life, everything was a big fat zero. I had a dead-end job at a recreation center in Minnesota. I had a wife and three kids who walked all over me. All I ever heard was, Daddy, Daddy, I need. My wife, what do you want for dinner? What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? And finally, one day, I'd had it. And
you know, you're telling me your life story here. I got to give the phone number out, sir.
I'd like to finish what I'm saying.
I want to give our phone number. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You've left a wife and three children, and you don't want to feel guilty about it, and every time you see kids selling candy bars for school band uniforms, you feel guilty?
I do not feel guilty. You are missing my point. No, sir, I don't. I look them in the eye, and I tell them, no, I don't want your candy bar. No. Now, can I finish my story?
Go ahead.
Because if you live with a woman and kids, all they'll ever do is I need, I want, so... you asked me about child support. I got a letter from her and from her attorney, and I told him, as long as you asked me about child support, I told her attorney to go F himself, too. All right, and that's what I do. I went into McDonald's, and I decided that they were a pain in the ass, too. I told the guy at the booth to go F himself. This is my philosophy now, Phil. And
it's a little immature, sir. It's a little immature, and I ask you the question again. You know, do you pay...
If these kids cross the line, I'll tell them to F off. That's what I do.
No, wait a minute. Do you pay child support to your kids?
I'm not going to dignify that with an answer. I am...
Wait, what's wrong with answering the question, do you pay child support?
I'm not going to dignify that. I'm not going to take the interview where you want to take it. Now, I told that kid with the candy bar that he can go F it. And I told that other, the kid at McDonald's to go F himself, and I told my wife's attorney that he can F off. I think you get my meaning.
I think you're angry. I think you think people are trying to make you guilty, or feel guilty.
Well, then why do they stand there with their candy bars that they're selling at the supermarkets? Please, sir, please, sir, please, sir, will you buy? We need it for the band. We need it for the uniforms. We need it for this. Little tiny kids.
Well, why do you think they're making you feel guilty?
Because they put the kids out there to do it. If they wanted to just do a straight-up business transaction, like a man, stand up like a man and sell me a candy bar. God.
I understand, sir.
If they wanted to stand up like a man and sell me a candy bar, then I'd appreciate that. But they got to get their kids to do it. They get their little kids out there to do it. Please, sir, will you buy a candy bar? And you've seen it many, many times because they haven't got the guts. They haven't got the living guts to stand there and sell a candy bar like a man, like any man would. And the wives support this behavior too, Mr. Henry. So,
well, what I'm hearing is a very angry man.
Sir, I don't want to hear you give me your psychoanalysis.
Well, I'm hearing a very angry man who left a wife and three children in Minnesota, and you won't answer whether you pay child support.
I'm not going to dignify that.
You're not going to dignify what, sir?
I'm not going to dignify responding whether I pay child support or not.
All right, but be that as it may...
All I know is my life has been wonderful since I met Candace, and I come to California. I've had a wonderful, wonderful life with her. The best day of my life was 4 years ago. It was a Sunday. My wife and kids, Daddy, do you want to... My wife said, Daddy, and the kids said, Daddy, you want to come to church with us? And I told them all they could go F it.
Your wife and kids asked you if you wanted to go to church.
That's right. Another guilt association. Do you want to go to church? Because that implies that my soul is as black as coal. I told them to F off. I got in my truck. I never turned around.
1-800-449-8686. William, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, you know, there's never an excuse for any adult to tell any child of any age to F themselves. I mean, there's just
Why is he bothering me?
And...
Why is he bothering me?
You had your chance. Let me have mine. if you take $2 and give this to this kid, you get a candy bar in exchange. That's a lot better than giving this kid $2 for no reason at all. I'd rather give the kid $2, get a candy bar, let the kid see that he's earned that money, than for that kid to come out with his hand out and say, just give me money.
Wait a second. Hey, here's another option for you. Look him in the eye and say, no. There you go.
Okay, let's look all these kids in the eye and say no,
yeah.
And then let's raise our sales tax to about 25% so that we can cover all these things to keep our kids off the streets from doing drugs and committing crimes.
Wait a second. I don't mind a kid.
Free.
I don't mind a
if
kid.
If you're an educator, if you were my child's teacher, you would never go back to work at that
school. Wait. I don't mind a kid selling me a candy bar straight up like a man, but trying to guilt me into it. Please, you give me the moo cow eyes and the whole Peter Pan act, and you know what I'm talking about.
Well, rather than telling the kid to F off, stop. In a calm voice, you know, in an educational setting, tell him, you know, your pitch is wrong. You need to be saying, sir, we're raising money for our school uniforms. Would you like to buy a candy bar to help?
Well, William, I would agree with that if the school is willing to pay me overtime.
School's willing to what?
Pay me overtime for that. Because
Wait, you're stopping and talking to a kid?
Well, if I'm going to teach the kid how to sell a candy bar, I think I'm entitled to some recompense from the school district, because now what you have is a situation. I'm on my own time. I'm going into the store to get a six-pack.
Have you ever heard of the expression, it takes a village to raise a child?
That's that Hillary Clinton claptrap, and boy.
No, I'm not a Hillary Clinton.
Well, brother, you just laid an egg there, because that's a Hillary Clinton deal.
No, that is not a Hillary Clinton. That is an African saying. That's an expression from Africa.
My understanding was Hillary Clinton invented it.
No, she did not. She was quoting a saying that is used among African villages, that it takes a village to raise a child.
Well, I think that's a lot
which
of...
Means
I think that's a lot of liberal claptrap.
When you walk out of the door of that school, that you quit teaching.
Well, something smells.
I'm not a teacher, but if I come into contact with a child that's doing something wrong, I have a moral and obligation to my society, to this country, to teach that child what he's done wrong.
Well, William, something smells very liberal about you, and I would say
call me liberal, you can call me conservative.
That kid didn't bug me once I told him to F himself.
I wouldn't have. You had told my child that, and I'd heard it, or my child had come to me and said something, we would both ended up in jail.
Well, then I would have just told you to F off, too.
Well, if you're brave enough to do that to my face, that's fine. But if you're going to do it over the air, I mean, that's kind of silly.
Well, I'm not doing it now, but you're telling me if you come up to me after I told your kid to F off, and you're going to hit me? I just tell you to F right off.
Wait a minute, the guy just cold cocks you.
You have no right to tell any child to F off.
Well, then why is he bugging me with his guilt trip?
You shouldn't be teaching that.
Then why is he putting a guilt trip on me?
He's a child.
He's not. He's a kid.
He's
putting a guilt trip on you.
Yes, he is. He's going, sir.
Sir, I've been involved in school sports and youth sports for over 25 years. These kids could not play the game without selling candy bars and raisins.
Well, you know, that may be, but if I told your kid, if your kid's bugging me with his chocolates and I tell him to F off and he keeps trying to bug me, what am I supposed to do?
You're a coach. You coach a football team, right?
That's correct.
How do you guys get the uniforms? How do you guys pay for the equipment? The kids there's all kinds of different things that kids do.
Like I said, I don't mind adults doing it, but these kids...
I think you got an issue because you left a wife and three kids in Minnesota.
Okay, Dr. Freud.
I wasn't even going to go there. That's part of it.
You know something?
You coach football. How many football games have you lost, and how many football games have the officials lost for you?
Let me tell you something, William. I've been 4 years at Belmar Academy. My record is 125-31. We got two ties, and I can tell you that we've won our division three times. And our officiating...
Whose fault was it that you lost the game, though?
And you're right. The officiating has been bad. I tell you, we've legitimately lost about five or six games, but the officials lost the other games for us.
No, all right, listen. William, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. You're one for the books here, Vernon. You're one for the books, baby. Vernon Dozier is he has been suspended from his job as a math teacher and football coach at Belmar Academy in Glendale, California. Why? Because he told a kid who was selling chocolate bars to raise money for band uniforms to F off. apparently he says that these kids that sell chocolate bars to raise money for band uniforms, for football uniforms, and for a variety of different projects are guilt-tripping him, and he says it's not manly. And in fact, adults should be selling those candy bars, not the kids, so that a man can sell another man the candy bar straight up. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Vernon Dozier is he has been suspended as a football coach at Belmar Academy. That's in South Pasadena, if you don't know. And he has been suspended as the math teacher for telling a kid to F off who was selling chocolate bars out in front of a supermarket. Chocolate bars, the sales of which would generate revenue for high school band uniforms. You've left a wife and three children in Minnesota. And you have also...
I would appreciate if you'd not continue to refer to the wife and three children I left in Minnesota, because that is exactly what I'm talking about, sir. The guilt trip. The kids used to call it a guilt trip. You remember when the kids used to call it that? Now they just say, you know, you're putting some guilt on me. But it's the guilt trip that you're trying to lay on me about these kids, and I think it's wrong.
Well, I've asked you a question.
I'm not going to dignify that, sir.
And that's what you keep telling me. I've asked you, how much do you pay in child support?
I will not dignify that with a response. Since I met Candace, my life has been a full... Every day is Disneyland. Every day is a new adventure in joy, in love, yes, in sex as well.
Well, I'll have to ask you about Candace, because she sounds like a fantastic woman. This is not your wife, I take it.
No, sir, and I would appreciate it if you would quit revisiting that topic.
Here is Joe. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry show, Joe.
Yes, hi.
Go ahead, ma'am.
I would like to tell something to this man that you have. He wants little kids between...
Are you French? Are you French, ma'am?
Yes. He wants little kids between 8...
That's a hot one.
8 and 12.
Let the lady talk.
He wants little kids between 8 and 12 to act like men while selling him chocolate. They're not salespeople. They're just trying to raise some money. And he cannot act like a man and face his problems. And he fled Minnesota, ran away from his family because he could not be a man.
Well, you ran away from France.
Well, what
no,
is
actually,
that?
I am
what,
not.
What has that got to do with anything, okay?
I got a hard time taking advice from somebody from France. It just bothers me.
Well,
Everything bothers him. Thank God for Candace.
Thank God for what? Kansas?
Candace, the girlfriend.
Oh, thank God for her. And I'll tell you one thing, she's not French. Look, Joe, you there?
Yes.
Okay. You people bent over and grabbed your ankles for Hitler and you're telling me what to do?
All right, that's enough of that, sir, okay? That's
yes,
enough of that.
I am not French from France.
Oh, okay, well, all right, where are you from?
I'm Canadian.
Oh, all right. I guess that's okay. So what was your question?
She's asking, how can you expect these kids to be men when you're not acting like a man?
I'm not acting like a man. I'm acting like a 100% man by telling these kids they can take their candy bars, they can take their band uniforms, they can take their book bags and their boxes with money and chocolate bars, and they can park them up their rear ends for all I care. Because I will not be... Have nobody put no guilt trip on me.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show with Vernon Dozier.
This.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
When a kids are out in front of a supermarket selling candy bars to raise money for band uniforms or football uniforms, are they guilting you or I into buying those candy bars? Do we feel guilty when we see these kids? Or is it just perhaps our own feelings? Mr. Dozier, you say that the kids are guilting you and it isn't anything going on with you.
No, I don't think it's anything going on with me.
You left a wife and three kids. You've moved in with a woman named Candace.
All right. You are going to need to apologize.
Why do I need to apologize?
Because the way you spit out the name Candace makes me think you believe she's some kind of a stripper, or she's some kind of a dancer, or some kind of a thing like that. Now, I can tell you this much.
I never said anything of the sort.
I will tell you this much, sir, that when I met her, and I'm not proud of this, she was working in a peep show in San Diego. She no longer does that work. She has moved in with me. I have had a vasectomy, and I will repeat that. I have had a vasectomy. That means no...
No kids.
There you go. No kids. She is not working in the line of work she was in.
Do you pay child support?
I'm not going to dignify that.
1-800-449-8686. Allison, go ahead. We're with Vernon Dozier, who's been suspended as a teacher at Belmar Academy. Go ahead, Allison.
Sir, we don't need to know about your entire life. And I, myself, am a student in high school. And when I go to
Here we go. Now you're going to tell me how it is. Is that it?
Yes, I am. When I go to stores to try to sell candy, I am persuading you. I'm not making you go into a guilt trip.
Okay, don't you go, sir, would you please help out and all of that stuff? Don't you do that?
No, I say, sir, would you please like to make a donation to my chapter or my club? I do not say, sir, please buy it. Please, please, please. No, you say that we're trying to make you feel guilty. I myself think that you are feeling guilty about something. And there is something that can help you. It's called Prozac and therapy. It might be able to help you during this.
Let me tell you something, kid. If you bug me...
Please do not refer to me as a kid.
Well, because you are a kid, okay?
So no, I am not a kid.
Once you're not a kid anymore, then I'll refer to you as something else. And when you start telling me about your club, I'll tell you to F off.
Sir, I think you have some issues.
You know, your little voice, how old are you?
None of your business.
Yeah, you're about, what, 15?
How old are you, 9?
What do you do, car washes in your bikini so all the fathers will come in and get their cars washed? Yeah, you don't know about that, do you, Mr. Henry?
You're very mature for your age, sir.
Yeah, that is really sickening.
Oh, let me tell you something. I see these little 15-year-olds out there doing the car wash on the weekend in the bikinis. Don't you think they want the fathers coming in getting their cars washed?
Sir, you're being very stereotypical.
Isn't that true, though?
No, it's not true. I am nothing like that. I am out there in decent clothing.
You know something? I've got a wife who isn't much older than you, but she's sure a lot more mature.
How old is your wife?
What, 17, 18, sir?
She's just turned 19.
It's called robbing the cradle.
She's legal, thank you.
Well, it doesn't matter. I'm legal, too. That doesn't mean I'm a child.
How old are you?
I'm 18.
Oh, that's a load of crap.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You in high school?
90 now?
You in high school?
Yes, I am in high school.
Okay, Phil, I'm going to say it.
What are you doing?
I'm going to tell her to
Sir, I think you have some issues. And I think that your children... Can you shut up? I think your children do not ruin your marriage or your wife. I think you have problems
with
you ruining
your
own marriage.
What are you angry about?
What am I angry about?
Yeah, what are you angry about?
You're a jerk.
I'm a jerk because I don't want
you
and your other little kid friends going, please, 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 please. You know what? I'll look you in the eye, Allison, and I'll tell you, no, I don't want your chocolate bar.
You can say that instead of saying F off. You know how rude that is?
The kid wouldn't quit bothering me.
That makes you so immature by doing that. That is stooping down to a child's level.
What are you doing
and
now?
And you are being very immature by doing that right now, sir.
What school do you go to?
None of your business.
Yeah,
why am I going to put my business out there?
I don't think you go to a school. I think you sell candy bars to live.
Yeah, well, at least I don't date someone that was a previous hooker.
She was not a hooker. She worked at a peep show.
Same thing.
Oh, it
she
is.
She works for money.
And what do you know about what do you know about peep shows?
And we do not need to know about her information.
Yeah, you don't have to throw out that she worked at a peep show.
No one asked about that, sir.
No one asked about your vasectomy.
This is about you telling a kid to F off when he was asking you to buy candy. No one asked you about your vasectomy.
Are you
leaving kids behind in Minnesota?
For 10 years, I put up with my wife and three kids, and one day I told them all to F off. I got in a car.
Because they asked you to go to church.
Yes, they asked me.
They asked you to go to church. That is a nice thing to do.
That's a
nice
thing to do.
Daddy, would you like to go to church? That is no reason to say F off.
I told them to go F it.
And you left your family because they asked you to go to church.
Let me tell you
something. There is something bothering you, sir.
I came out to California, and I needed some help. And yes, I went into a peep show in San Diego. Let me tell you what, it changed my life. And when you get out of school, I can certainly put your name in there.
Aren't you a smartass?
Well, she started it.
How did I start
Allison,
it?
Allison, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Don't even do it. Miriam, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Is this me?
Yes, Miriam, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, this guy probably did his wife and his family a big favor by leaving. And, you know,
I don't know what else to say.
I mean, I
do you have kids in school? I mean, are you one of these mothers that gets the kid out there with a candy bar?
Well, I'm not a mother.
All right, well, then what do you know about it?
Right. Just by what you're saying, I mean, if I was a mother and
right.
I was a wife, you would embarrass me by being on the show by what you're saying. I'd be mortified. I'd want you out. I wanted to say goodbye. You did your family a big favor.
Let me tell you, there's only two things.
I don't want to hear what you have to
there's
say.
There's only two things I don't like.
Enough.
I don't
you know
like
what?
Women.
You're going
who,
to jail because obviously you're not paying your child support. So
I'm not dignifying that.
You're suspended from school.
I'm not dignifying
you're not going
that.
Back anyway.
Yeah, you haven't said whether you're paying your child support.
I'm going to tell you one thing. Two things I don't like. I don't like kids that
Paul,
guilt me.
Paul, you know what? You
and I don't like women that laugh at me. I've
you know,
never liked a woman that laughs at me.
To it, so.
Are you paying child support or not?
In jail.
Yeah, Paul. Am I paying child support?
What? Paying tuition at that school, I'd be mortified. As a parent, I wouldn't want you back. If I was a member on that school board, I wouldn't want you back either. But you're on national syndicated radio.
Wait a minute. I have
yourself.
A right to defend my job. I walked into a super, and here comes the kid.
Whatever.
I look a kid in the eye. I'll look a kid in the eye.
You killed yourself.
Miriam,
no lawyer in his right mind or her right mind is going to take you. You just killed yourself on nationally syndicated radio.
Oh, really, Gloria Allred? And tell me your legal experience. Jesus, I love it. I love the way these broads. I don't like women laughing at me.
Broads.
Either.
Yeah,
I don't like women.
Yeah, that's nice. I'm a broad.
I don't like. Okay, well, don't laugh at me.
You're laughable. I mean, there's nothing
hey,
else
Miriam,
to do but laugh at you.
Laugh it.
Okay, yeah, don't worry, I've heard it all before. You're going to jail, pal, because you haven't paid your child support.
I'd like to ask the host, are you laughing with her?
When you said F it, I did laugh.
I know,
it is. It's laughable, isn't
it's
it?
It's laughable? Let me tell you what's laughable.
Well, where do you get these packages? This is amazing.
These guys who are telling me that I don't have the right to walk into a supermarket without some kid, I'll stare down any kid.
You're an
trying
adult.
To sell me a candy bar.
You're an adult.
Then why
and
can't he
children.
Sell me a candy bar
and
like
you
a man?
Have, you have a responsibility to act as an adult human being, and you clearly aren't.
All right, thanks, Mary.
Okay, no problem.
1-800-449-8686.
Yeah?
I'm here. Frank, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello? Frank, go ahead.
Is me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, I decided to acknowledge you. Hey, how can you be a man and set a good example for these kids if you're telling them F off? Why don't you be a
what
man?
What are you talking about?
Say, no, thanks.
What are
I don't
you
want
talking
the,
about?
I don't want the candy bar and walk away.
I did say that. I
okay,
did say that.
And then why did you walk
the
away? So why was there any confrontation?
Then he keeps going, oh, sir, it's for our band uniform.
But you walked away. How can you sit there and justify turning around and lowering your level to this kid? Okay, you're turning around as you're walking away, and you're lowering your level. This kid to
right,
say
right.
what you had to say.
That's my point too. And
oh, I've heard your point, Mr. Henry. I've heard your point is that I'm supposed to sit there and take abuse.
You're not. You're walking away. Be a man. Walk away. He's not going to follow you
right.
into the store because I've done it too.
Why can't the parents go out there and sell the candy bars like men instead of having the kids go out there?
Hey, there's plenty of parents that sit around with their kids for people like you. Okay?
Well, look at
so that's, you don't see kids out there by themselves. There's everywhere I go to Publix or to grocery stores or to you
right.
know Walmart, wherever I may go, those children are out there with their family.
Yeah.
And their family's out there to protect them, those kids from you. How do you teach your kids? Do you
wait
have the kids in your classroom coming up to you and say, you know, hey, Mr. Paul, can you show me, what do you do, F you in a classroom?
I tell these kids to F off if they're asking me, for instance, when I coach football, some kid comes up to me and asks me about a play that we've run 100 times. I told him to F it.
Why would you tell a kid to F it?
Because he's bugging me. He's guilting me.
So you don't know any other English words other than F it?
Yeah, and if you're a teacher, dude, you're in the wrong business if you're telling kids to F it because they're bugging you.
Look, where is it written that a kid gets to violate me with chocolate? I'd like to know that.
Where is it written where the adult violates a kid with the language that you're using? It's not there.
I didn't start it. I get out of the car and...
Well, look, you know what this is?
It doesn't matter, man. The kid's a kid. They think they're doing something. They're taught to do something right and good for the kids.
Look, I told that kid, if he wants to sell me a chocolate bar, all he has to do is say, Mister, do you want a chocolate bar? I'll look him straight in the eye, man to man, and say no. But he didn't do that. So
you should have been a man and walked away. You should be showing a good example for these kids. You know, instead, you're teaching these kids, hey, there's assholes out there like you. Excuse my language.
Wait a minute, you're calling me an asshole?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, you're acting like one.
If you came up to me and tried to sell me candy, I'd take that Twix bar and I'd tell you to F off.
Hey, you should be a man and walk away from the kid. The child does not know
these
better.
Poor kids are trying to raise money because you don't have
enough
money
for
the schools, you know?
Why don't you get your wife on the phone and find out what the real reason is why you left?
Mr. Henry,
I bet there's more to this story than what the you know, meets the eye there,
buddy. Oh, yeah? Have you got a woman that used to work in a peep show as your girlfriend? I don't think so.
Oh, hell no. I would lower myself to that standard, let alone lower myself to be cursed not a kid.
That ain't necessarily good.
Are you kidding me?
She used to work in a peep show. I hate to tell you that, but that's about the lowest rung on the adult entertainment ladder.
You ain't kidding. You know, that's like a sneak preview. Let me hide in these closets over here so nobody can see me.
Yeah,
you know?
Let us sit in those booths, man, and stick a quarter. Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, who else has been in there that you're you know, you must be, you lowered yourself pretty low to be, you know, teach your kids the wrong language, and then, you know, killing a
peep show. I can stare anybody down. Somebody offers me, I'll stare you down, Henry, right now. 1, 2, 3, go. Stare at me.
Yeah,
stare
but you got problems, man. You need some help. You need to go see a psychiatrist.
I will stare you down. Come on.
Stare what down? I can't even see you.
Thank you very much.
Who do you think I am? What, are you hanging up? Chicken.
How do you justify doing that, man? I mean,
are you staring at me?
I'm not staring at you. I don't know what to stare at.
I can eyeball you. That kid said the chocolate bars don't have nuts in them, and that kid probably knew I'd had a vasectomy. So all of these things, you put them together, and it's a joke.
So you don't like
staring?
No, I'm not staring. Thanks a lot, Frank. I'm not staring.
Why not?
I don't know what to stare at.
See, I'm winning. Are you blinking?
Yes, I blinked.
Okay, I win.
This is the Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, one of my characters is back, R.C. Collins. He apparently wants his own entertainment segment on the program because his role has expanded in this show and his character has evolved over the last few years. If you know anything about R.C., he used to be a kid who was into goth and Kurt Cobain with one kidney, and he wanted to get laid. And I guess not much has changed on that front, huh, R.C.?
No, not at all, Mr. Henry. I still would like to be laid someday by a girl.
Yeah, okay, that's great. Someday by a girl, huh?
I think you know what I mean.
All right, so this is your entertainment segment, so go for it.
Thank you very much, Phil. Hello, everybody. I'm R.C. Collins from Bradley Military Academy. Tonight, we're going to be reviewing the films of Anthony Hopkins, talking about the stellar career of this actor is something that can't be done in one evening, but we're going to try. But Anthony Hopkins, surprisingly, hasn't really done that many good movies. In fact, most of his movies have been really bad. And they've been bad, so bad that they've smelled it up. So tonight, on the R.C. Collins Film Review segment, we'll talk about some of the films of Anthony Hopkins. Sure, y'all remember Red Dragon. Sure, you remember Silence of the Lambs. But how about that real smeller, Meet Joe Black, on the R.C. Collins Blows-O-Meter? Broccoli. Now then...
Wait a minute.
What?
What do you mean, broccoli? Is that what this is? And you call that the Blows-O-Meter?
Well, yeah, the movie blew. It blowed.
It blowed, huh?
It blew.
It blew. All right, it may have blown. What is this, man? Are you just going to trash this guy's movies?
Well, sure. You yourself said the guy's an insular Brit without a sense of humor.
That may be, but I, you know, the guy does some nice flicks.
Look, this is my entertainment segment. This is my entertainment segment. Don't tell me what to do.
Go ahead. Do we got to do the music?
Yes, we do.
Will you turn that down?
Hello, everybody. This is R.C. Collins reviewing the films of Anthony Hopkins. In 1999, Anthony Hopkins made a baffling film, a film that to this day no one is quite sure why he made it. A strange film involving cannibalism and some sort of a futuristic look at the Roman Empire. It was a movie called Titus on the R.C. Collins Blows-O-Meter. Egg salad. Let's take you back now to another film that he did, a movie that was coming out in 1997. Steven Spielberg has a marvelous track record, especially with historical film, but put Steven Spielberg and Anthony Hopkins together, and you're sure to make a movie that could clear out a garbage scow. That movie was Amistad on the R.C. Collins Blows-O-Meter. Yep, bean dip.
Very, very childish.
Don't bother me. We're talking about the films of Anthony Hopkins, a man who seems self-important and bothered by the trivialities of life, like actually having to give an interview to somebody so his fans can read what he thinks about things. It must be tough being Anthony Hopkins, but it must be tougher still putting out movies that would stink out a stink bomb factory. Let's talk about Surviving Picasso. Did anybody see it? That's the big question. On the R.C. Collins Blows-O-Meter. Scrambled eggs.
So is this what this is going to be? Is this just you?
What?
Is this what this is going to be? You just trashing this cat's movies, blowing a fart, saying what it's...
Well, yeah, but you think it's funny.
Yeah, I know, and I'm ashamed of myself. All right, I've had enough.
But wait a second. I want to talk about Hollywood Wives and Dracula and that...
I've had enough.
This has been the R.C. Collins Entertainment Report, this week featuring Anthony Hopkins. What a load.
That's real great, man. Just use the excuse to just dump all over this cat.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
That I am gay and I have that right.
I know you have the right. 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger, who is an entertainment writer with the Orange County Courier, is with us. You have sold a reality TV show idea. Tell us about it.
We're very excited about it, Phil. A consortium of other producers and myself have approached a major network, and we have sold a pilot, and we have been picked up for 6 episodes coming up next fall.
Tell us about, what is the show?
It is a reality show, Phil, and we thought it would be interesting to show the obvious longing that kids in public schools have to be in a private school, and the longing that the parents of children in public schools have to put their kids into a private school. So what we did is we took a kid out of the public school system, and we followed him with our cameras as he struggles to adjust to a private school. Now, all of this was filmed in the South Pasadena and Glendale area of California at Belmar Academy, which is the private school, and Long Branch, which is the public school. And
so this was a student taken from Long Branch and put into Belmar Academy.
That is correct. Now, it's obvious from the beginning. One of the reasons why public school kids want to go to private school and why their parents would love to have them there is these kids have really struggled, I think, to make the grade in a private school. They belong in a public school because their academics and their ability to assimilate into a higher echelon isn't there. So we knew the kid was going to fail, but we thought it would be interesting to follow him and to see how he dealt with his failure. Was he going to accept it gracefully? Was he going to recognize that the kids in the private school had a higher academic ability than he did and that public school kids can't compete with a private school kid? Or would he get a little tense? Now, something happened, Phil, back in 1998, or 99, I should say, that probably you heard about it, kind of a little thing that maybe you heard about it called Columbine.
Of course.
All right. Now, a lot of these kids that can't assimilate, they go off the deep end. Now, I'm a gay man, and I'm a gay journalist. I have been out for the last 8 months, so I've dealt with both sides of the issue of honesty and the issue of investigative journalism. And as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I can say this is going to be a hit series.
All right. The show is called Private School, and it follows a public school kid as he goes through a private school and ultimately fails. Is that right?
I don't want to tell you. Of course he's going to fail, but how is he going to accept his failure?
All right, so what's the challenge for the kid?
The public school kid?
Yeah, there's a public school kid who goes to a private school because he wants to go there and because his parents want him to go there.
Most public school parents do want their kids to go private, but they can't afford it, or the kid is stupid, or I don't know. But I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and as a gay man and a gay journalist, I was looking at the public versus private school situation. The kid comes from a public school. See, they're not going to be challenged in a public school. Public school kids are allowed to, slack off. There's drug use. This means the kids don't really learn anything. The challenge, Phil, is can he make it through a whole school year in a private school without coming unglued emotionally, or can he make it through the school year and tough it out and fail with dignity and with his chin up?
Well, and you don't want to tell me how it comes out.
No, I'm not going to, Phil, but I can tell you something right now. It's going to be on a major network. I have been told we can't announce which network right now. Next fall, watch as this kid, this public school kid and his parents get all excited about the fact we say to them, and this is the good part, we say to them, your kid will get to go to a private school, and if he can make the grade, we will pay his way through a private school, a secondary school. And they get all excited. It's pretty funny to watch how excited they get because they don't really recognize yet that because he's a public school kid, there's no way. There's no way.
Well, wait a minute. What, are you laughing at these people?
I'm sorry?
You say it's kind of funny to watch the parents and the kid get excited that they're going to go to a private school. And you think, why is it funny?
Well, it's funny because they think the kid has actually got a shot at academically making it in a private school.
Well, what's funny about that?
Well, I mean, you're painting me as a bad guy here.
What's funny about that?
What's funny about it is that no public school kid's going to make it in a private school. Even if he could make it academically, he's not going to make it socially. See? It's like going to Disneyland for these people. Everything's all shiny and new, and once they get in there, it's scary. So that's kind of funny. The viewers can have some fun laughing at these people and seeing how naive they are and how kind of stupid they look. And then we watch this kid and we follow him through the process of going to the private school, looking a little, doesn't quite have the fashion that the private school kids have, isn't quite as quick with the answers in class, doesn't know how to eat, doesn't know how to conduct himself socially, can't be around these really upper-crust girls who are, this is USDA, I say this, these are high school girls, I say this with all due respect, but it is USDA Prime. I mean, some good fresh meat there, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so there's nothing sexist about what I'm saying, but as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I can tell you these girls are really good looking.
All right, we're talking to Doug Danger about his new reality TV series called Private School, where a public school kid is allowed to enter a private school. He's told, his parents are told, that his private school education will be paid for. It's a private high school, and the TV series will follow him as he ultimately fails. But can he fail with dignity, or does it go Columbine? Or what do you think, the guy is going to start shooting people?
No, I don't think so, Phil. We're not going to allow it to get that bad, but will he get confrontational? Will he get violent? And we don't let the viewers know, just exactly where are we going to, are we going to jump in time? Or is he going to come to school someday with a gun?
Well, you can't allow any
violence. Of course we can't allow any violence, but it is interesting to see what took place before some guy goes Columbine.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Among a lot of the things you're saying, Doug, is that it's the fond dream of public school parents to send their kids to a private school, which may be the truth, and that private school is what a public school kid desires as well. And that may also be the truth. But the contention that they will only fail?
Well, I don't... yeah, what about it?
Your entire TV show is based on that.
No, private school is a place that only very well-off kids who are academically achieved can make it. No, a public school kid is not going to do that. One of the things that we think is great is teenagers are very entertaining. I know I don't want to see a teenager suffer, but they do it anyway. And I don't know if you've ever seen these teenagers. They get all heartbroken and, you know, some Piplik-based cheerleader dumped them. They get mad because somebody doesn't talk to them. I mean, it's really interesting, and it's fun to watch. And take into consideration this Columbine deal, it can be explosive.
But you don't want it to get explosive.
No, we don't. But I'm saying teenagers are really funny to look at. They get all intense and upset about stuff. They use drugs or they drink too much. And why? Why do they use drugs and why do they drink too much? Because their face broke out. Because their hair doesn't look right. I mean, you talk about people taking things and just blowing them way out of proportion. Now, this kid that we're going to have on the program, he won't make any team. He's not going to be asked to join any club because of his public school background. And this is going to put pressure on him. And in turn, the entertainment value goes up.
All right, as far as I can tell, Doug, and I've known you for a long time. You're an entertainment writer. This program is designed, this television show, this reality show is designed to humiliate some kid.
Phil, I think you've got it all wrong.
Well, I mean, you're saying it's really entertaining to see this public school kid, you know, fail in private school. It's really funny to watch the parents get all excited about him going to a private school.
Well, it is. I think at any time you see a public school parents get all gleeful and go, ooh, my boy's going to a private school, I mean, you got to laugh. You laugh yourself till you urinate because you know there isn't a snowball's chance in hell that kid's going to make it through a semester.
All right, the show's called Private School, and the idea is to see how a public school kid does his best in a private school, even though he's going to fail.
That's correct.
And will he get violent, or will he deal with it like a man?
That is also correct, but it's not going to get violent, or maybe it will, see?
I know you can't let it get violent.
You're right. Legally, I can't allow it to get violent, but who knows what will happen? Who knows what we'll have to edit out?
Doug, are you hoping for a Columbine?
No, I most certainly am not, Phil. I think that's unfair of you to say that.
Well, you're making it sound like, let's take a kid, let's put him into a school, let's pressure him and pressure him.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of different things. Girls are not going to go out with him. Teams are not going to allow him to be on the team. He'll be snubbed by the higher echelon, the in cliques on campus. The jocks are going to snub him. He'll be made fun of. Absolutely, Phil, it's going to happen. Kids will give him wedgies. Kids are going to come up and pull his underwear up. He'll be pushed and pushed and pushed right up to that edge. And the show is going to be fascinating in seeing how this kid deals with the fact that he's pushed and prodded and poked and bullied. And will he turn violent? Will he or will he take it like a man? And
I wouldn't ask any kid to go through that.
Okay, here we go with the speech.
No, wait a minute. I would not ask any kid that...
No, Phil, you misunderstand the program.
You're pushing and prodding. Even if the kid is volunteering for this, you push, you prod, you bug, all the way up to the point where the kid does what? He picks up a gun and brings it to school?
We are not going to let that happen. It's just entertaining to see a kid...
Get bullied.
No, to see if the kid breaks or if the kid is able to take it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Tina, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Tina.
Oh, my gosh. This guy is such an idiot. How can he think that watching a young person, a kid, fail, how can he think that's entertaining?
Well, Tina, this is Doug Danger. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I've worked in the journalism field for the last 15 years. I'm gay. All right. Okay.
You should know how difficult it is already to go through school.
Absolutely.
Just in general.
Absolutely. It is difficult. But that's why if I had to be pushed around, I'd like to see how other people deal with it.
I cannot even believe a parent would allow their kid to be done this way.
Well, and it ultimately, you know, see, we do pay them a handsome amount of money.
How much is the family getting?
$250,000.
So
oh, okay,
have
to humiliate their kids.
No, ma'am. All we're doing is we're seeing how well this kid can deal with not being accepted at a private school. Now, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so my view of how people are is a lot better than most straight people's. So I can tell the kid's going to be fine.
Well, have you already filmed it?
Yes, we have.
Okay, what happens?
I'm not saying.
Wow.
I can say this much, though. It's going to be a lot of fun watching this kid each day
no
go
way.
To school. It's like running a gauntlet.
Oh, my gosh. No fun at all to watch somebody fail.
I think it's no, but it's, does he fail with dignity, or does he get a gun and bring it to school?
Oh, come on.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the challenge.
That is the craziest thing I have ever heard.
Well, ma'am, here's the thing. You know teenagers are pretty out there anyway, right? And teenagers, man, they'll pick up a gun, they'll pick up a machete. You don't know what they're going to do. Or they could offer to mow the lawn and do the laundry. They're way out there because of the hormone thing. Now, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and because of that, I've had to suffer a lot of discrimination, so I know what I'm talking about. People are going to watch this kid get the crap kicked out of him if, for instance, he and his family had the chance to win the big bucks. But will he do it with dignity?
So let's see.
Oh,
that's like telling a guy, take a bite out of this crap sandwich, and if you spit it out, you don't win the money.
Pretty much, yeah.
All right, thanks, Tina. Thank you.
1-800-449-8686.
It's like taking a bite out of a big dude sandwich, and we all got to take a bite, Phil, because that's life. That is life, and that's what private school is going to teach everybody. That's life. You go into life. You're born. All you do is take crap from the minute you come out of the womb until the minute they park you in a box and stick you in the ground. All you do is get your nads kicked in, your face punched in. You get thrown out of moving cars. Do you do it with dignity, or do you pick up a gun? That's what private school is all about.
You think that's what life is?
Hey, I'm a gay man, and I'm a gay journalist.
I know you're gay.
But that... I know what life's about.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with Doug Dang. The new show is called Private School, where a young person, a teenager, is put from a public school into a private school, and we watch as he is abused by the upper echelon rich kids. Does he do it with dignity, or does he pick up a gun, as Doug says? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Now, I understand, Doug, you're at the Belmar Mall right now.
We're in the Belmar Arcade.
Now, what are you doing in a video arcade?
Video arcades are interesting, Phil. This is the only place where you're going to really find public school kids or kids that are economically challenged, because most of the kids who are rich or well-off have their own PlayStation 2s. So we're in the public school kids go to arcades, and we're...
Looking for what? Kids will be on the episode next year?
Kids who would be interested. Our crew is here. To see who we can get to possibly audition. We auditioned some 10 kids, probably this weekend auditioned some 10 kids for the part of the kid. But there are a lot of different things we're going to do on our show, Phil.
Well, let me just get everybody up to speed. We're talking with Doug Danger. He's the entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier. The new TV show he's producing is called Private School, where a public school kid is allowed to go to a private school, and he fails, but will he fail with dignity, or will he get a gun, is the way you put it.
Well, it's because of the Columbine thing, but we're not threatening violence to anybody.
Well, and you got other plans. For instance, what was this one plan you had for the kid?
I'm sorry, Phil.
Well, you say you use invisible ink?
We use invisible ink. He does his homework with a pen that has invisible ink in it, so the ink fades.
So he turns in homework that he worked on and that fades away?
Yes. That's true that we are trying to emotionally give him these digs, but we want to see how he handles these things. We switch his lunch out. He thinks he's getting roast beef. He gets to school. He opens up the sandwich, and he's got liverwurst, or he's got some braunschweig or something like that. In one episode, which I think personally is very funny, we have a member of our crew dress up as a young lady. He's rather convincing as a young lady. Our teenager asks this crew member out, thinking he's asking out a girl, and he pulls his pants down and shows him that he has a penis. We don't show that, obviously. We pixelate the screen. It's funny to see how kids will react.
I don't know, man. It seems a little cruel to me.
Well, Phil, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so please don't tell me that you think you know what cruel is.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here's Kathy. Hi, Kathy. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. Thank you for putting me on.
Yes, ma'am.
I have this to say. I am so appalled by this man's production. How on earth can you sit there and say, I am going to promote child abuse?
Wait a minute. Child abuse is when you smack a kid around and...
No, there is more than one kind of abuse. And let me tell you, when you have to live with somebody who has abused you mentally for years and years because someone else wants to get their jollies off of you, that is really pathetic.
What are we doing that's so abusive? What are we doing?
Well, are you doing? You just got through saying that he may get a gun. You have no idea what's going to happen.
No,
you are putting this kid through so much emotional abuse. It is unreal.
No, but then we explain to him that...
No, you don't explain really squat to the poor boy. This is unreal.
Ma'am,
you are trying to make money off of this poor child.
What is this episode where you cut a hole in his pants so he's walking around school with his rear end showing?
Right, in one episode we cut two holes in the back of his pants.
Do you know what it's like to be a teenager? I mean,
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, okay?
Oh, you keep saying that, and that is just an excuse for you to be a child abuser.
No, ma'am, I've suffered abuse, okay? And let me tell you,
I have suffered my own abuse, let me tell you.
Yeah,
but
sure.
I don't go around terrorizing
what's
children, and I don't go around abusing them for my jollies.
Because your mom didn't let you watch Crusader Rabbit one
no,
day.
No, I'm sorry. My mother didn't even raise me, dear.
Well, then why do you call that abuse?
I call it abuse because you are mentally abusing this boy.
I tell you what, Kathy, for about $250,000, I bet you I could forget all that abuse because that's what we're giving this boy's parents, and money heals all wounds.
Well, you know what? I am very appalled that his parents are even letting him go through this. All of you should be ashamed of yourselves.
One episode where while he's out of gym class, we've got a drunk homeless guy urinate on his clothes in the gym locker, and then he has to determine...
That's not funny.
That gives society such a terrible name.
Give what a terrible name?
Give society a terrible name. Because I can't believe you. I cannot believe you. That you are trying to justify what you're doing because you're a gay man?
I'm a gay man. Kathy, $250,000. There's your
society.
Money
does not buy happiness. Money cannot fix everything, buddy.
Buy me happiness.
All right. Kathy, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. The show is called Private School. A young boy is taken from the public school system, put into a private school, and then is basically taunted on his way to failing. Does he accept it with dignity? Does he accept it like a man? Or does he get violent or angry? 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Kittens are tasty.
With Doug Danger, the new show, a reality TV show called Private School. I'm not really in favor of a lot of these shows. This show follows a young student from a public school as he tries to make it in a private school. Ultimately, the kid fails, and the challenge, according to the show advertising, is will he fail gracefully or will he fail violently?
Phil, I wanted to mention an episode that will be coming up next fall. It is an exciting, exciting episode, and I think it says a lot about what our show is about. Even though you think this is some kind of an abusive program, I think this is a program that shows the strength of a kid. And I don't think you've been looking at the other side of this.
The strength of this boy that you're humiliating.
We are not humiliating him. We are showing the world what a strong boy he is. Now, we have a formal dance at the high school. At least he thinks it's a formal dance. Or excuse me, he thinks it's a luau, but it's actually a formal dance.
All right, wait a minute. The kid is told...
The young man's told it's a luau, Hawaii luau.
All right.
And it's actually a formal dance. Well, you can imagine how funny it is to see him walk in wearing some Hawaiian shorts and a big straw hat and a flower lei around his neck, and everybody's there in a tuxedos and formal gowns, and the people start I mean, it really is a scream. And
well, okay, so isn't it funny to humiliate the kid?
No, it's funny. Hold on, Phil. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
I know you're gay, but you humiliate this kid.
I've been humiliated. Do you know I'm gay?
What?
You know I'm gay, right?
Yes, I know you're gay.
All right. As a gay man, as a gay journalist, I can tell you, this teaches somebody straight. So, and it really is funny. I mean, it's a scream to see this kid looking stupid walking in there in this luau thing. So he runs out, gets in his father's car. Now, our camera crew is following him. He gets home, unlocks his father's gun case.
Oh, come on, Doug.
No, but listen to this. He had the barrel of a Ruger PK, it was a Walther PK in his mouth for about 3 seconds.
Okay, now you're stepping over the line. If that boy was threatened...
He didn't do it, though. That's the point I'm trying to make. He did not do it. And in that episode, we see the strength of this boy.
And what if he'd pulled the trigger? Were you guys ready to run and tell him, hey, it's all a big joke, you're on private school?
Yes, we were.
How do you know if he's going to pull the trigger?
We have a macro lens that can see the tension in his finger. If I had seen that tension increase, I would have sent in our assistant director.
Are you trying to tell me that you were going to see if the tension in the finger increased, you're going to run the guy in there and stop him?
Yes.
I don't think you can do that.
Phil, I'm a gay man and I'm a gay journalist.
I know about you being gay, man. How does that the least bit put me at rest about what you know about guns?
I'll tell you, Phil, that episode just bumped the kid's prize money up $50,000 to $300,000. So tell me now whether it's worth it.
1-800-449-8686. Ken, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Ken?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, the gay guy keeps saying he's gay and everything else. Where are you from, California?
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Yeah, you from California?
No, I'm from Pennsylvania.
Really, I don't believe it, because I don't think anything that stupid ever came out of Pennsylvania.
Other than you?
Oh, I'm still in Pennsylvania, so I haven't come out of it.
Oh, okay. Have you come out of the closet?
I'm in a closet.
You're still in the closet?
Okay, what are we getting at here, gentlemen?
Well, this guy wants to get
what I'm trying to get
I'll
at
give it
is,
right back to him.
How can you say that two rights make a wrong? Because you were kicked around and abused as you're growing up for the alternative lifestyle you chose. Now, you want to put somebody else through some type of abuse?
No, I'm just saying.
Possibly cause permanent damage to him? You don't give a rat's ass.
Look,
you
I'm
think
a gay
money
man and a gay
journal. No, I'm not done yet.
I'm a gay man.
You also think, I could care less what you are. I mean, you chose the life, whatever you want to live.
You don't like gays?
I don't care what they do. It does not matter to me. As long as they don't mess with me, I could give a hoot less.
Who's going
to
mess with you?
I didn't say nobody was going to. But it doesn't matter. If they want to mess with me, fine. Right. I have broad shoulders, and I really don't care. But what I'm trying to get at is you're trying to put some poor kid through all kind of abuse and everything just because you did? So you're trying to say
I'm saying,
two lies,
I understand.
Make a right?
Ken, I got to tell you something. You sound like you're hiding some homosexuality.
Oh, come on. Will you? Like, get serious.
I'll tell you what. You know, for $1 million, you could come up here to Allentown, Pennsylvania. You could stand in the middle of the Lehigh Valley Mall on a bright sunny day.
Yeah.
Drop your drawers and offer me $1 million to hang on your penis, and I'd look at you and I would laugh, because to me, money is not everything. Because I wouldn't put somebody
to
the abuse of watching somebody do that.
There's a bathhouse in Allentown called Mr. Bubbles. Have you been there?
Will we get off of the bathhouse and everything else, Kick? I want to know about the kid that you're abusing.
I'm not abusing the kid. He had the barrel of that gun in his mouth, and he didn't pull the trigger. That's the point.
How would you like if somebody had the barrel of a gun in your mouth? Now, what are you going to do?
Well, it's happened a few times.
How about you keep saying you were gay and you were abusing everything else?
I'm a gay
man. How would you like it if you went into redneck country where they absolutely hate and despise your type of people? And they put you in a ring.
How are they going to get me in the ring?
Standing around.
How are they going to get me
guns.
In the ring? How are they going to get me in the ring, Ken? Hey, Ken, how are they going to get me in that ring?
Put you in a ring.
How are they going to get me in that ring?
Offer you $1 million or $300,000.
I'll pay you $1 million to see if you can get me in that ring. See, you think just because I'm gay, I ain't bad. I'll pay you $1 million. You put your hands on me and try to get me into that ring. If you get me in that ring, you got $1 million.
Gentlemen.
No. This guy started it.
You're not even gay. You're just trying to make people think you are.
I'm not gay?
No.
I'll tell you what. I'll take you out. I'll
no,
take
you're
you
not
dancing.
Gay. You're not even from Pennsylvania.
I'll take
like
you dancing.
Before because
I'll smack
because
the crap
somebody
out of you.
Stupid,
I'll have my way with you, and I'll drop you on your front doorstep.
Has never, ever came out of Pennsylvania.
Other than Joe Montana.
Okay, no, look,
pal, you're the one who wants to hang off my penis, not me.
Okay, look, I think the point has been made.
You know, you just go ahead and you have your good time.
I am.
Somebody,
I'm having a hell of a time.
Somebody else was, you want to, because you were abused, you want somebody else to be abused, to put other people through it.
You are
one sick, and you're trying to promote, you try to say that gays are okay and everything else.
Gays are fantastic.
What you are doing, you are not working for your cause.
You ought to try
have
it.
Have a good day and a happy new year.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, Doug, I would say that in a lot of ways, what that gentleman said was something that needs to be said. I think you can't be... Doug. This guy Ken's gone and Doug's gone. Danger. Call me back. There he is. What are you doing?
I thought you were done.
What?
You said goodbye.
That's the guy that's calling. I'm the host of the show. You go when I tell you you can go.
Jesus H, what a power trip.
Now you can go. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show.
Comedy Gold.
This is the Phil Henry Show. And now, coast to coast, AM, Bernard Bell. If you're calling from east of the Rockies, call 1-800-DENTIST. West of the Rockies, 1-800-FLOWERS. Wildcard line, 1-800-1040-IRS. And first-time callers, 1-800-LAWYERS. And now, from the Kingdom of Nye, here is Art Bell.
And a very good morning to all of you. And we are going to, as you know, yes, that's right, you predicted it, you got it, back by popular demand, probably one of our most popular interviews, and a man who has a great deal to share with us this morning, General Johnson Jameson. But first, this from Peenemann Enterprises, and this is what we'd like to tell you. Peenemann Enterprises, friends, should the Earth lose its gravity, are you prepared? In the unlikely but possible event that the Earth stops spinning, we could all be flung into space and disintegrated within moments. But the new Peenemann Enterprises Earth Handle makes that threat a thing of the past. Simply jam the Earth Handle spike into the ground and hold on to the leather-covered, finger-molded grip. What would you pay for the security of knowing that you won't be spun off into space? Get a grip on the new Earth Handle, new from Peenemann Enterprises. Yes, that new Earth Handle is fantastic. And General Jameson, you were saying you needed it the other day, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I thank sweet Christ that you mentioned that, because the Earth did stop spinning momentarily yesterday afternoon at 2:30.
All right. Now, we want to collate that with our website. At 2:30 yesterday afternoon, the Earth stopped spinning.
Yes, it did. And what happened was, I will tell you this right now, I own two Earth Handles. That's how heavy it is for me, man. One for both. I have one for each hand, you know.
And with the two Earth Handles, of course, then you won't be spun off into space.
No, I will not. And so I saw the whole thing happening, and thank God again that you advertised Peenemann Enterprises Earth Handle, because what would happen to me? What would happen to all of us?
Indeed. General Jameson, we do want to mention the Mir spacecraft, which is burning up in space.
Yes, it's very important. And, of course, the debris will be raining down on Earth shortly. And I don't know what to tell you other than we believe that the Russians have been growing some sort of space-resistant fungus in there, and then when it hits Earth and explodes, there is going to be a serious space rot or juggle. I'm not sure what you want to call it, but it will...
Well, what will it approximate? You believe the Russians have been growing some kind of a space fungus?
Absolutely. And it will make its impact, the Mir spacecraft will make impact on Wednesday. We only have two more days, really two more days, to protect our crotches and assorted genitalia, because this is going to be rough.
All right, now, you say it's jungle rot.
I want to call it jungle rot. Many of us are calling it space rot, but basically, it gets right down in there, man, and it's rough. What we are experimenting with now, of course, are hot liquids. If we can somehow kill the space fungus with a hot liquid, why, then we'll be real cool, you know. It reminds me of my days in the military, though.
All right, General Johnson Jameson is with us, and he's talking about a space fungus being grown on the Mir spacecraft, and...
Hold on, I think the Earth stopped spinning. I've got to grab my Earth handle. No, we're okay.
All right, now, General Jameson, if the Earth stops spinning and you're holding onto your Earth handle so you don't get thrown off into space, where will the Mir space debris fall? You see what I'm saying?
Yes, that's a good question, Art. Well, if the Earth stops spinning, then the debris will fall someplace other than where it's going to fall.
Ah, I see.
There you go.
Well, this is fascinating, General Johnson Jameson. And General Jameson, I know that you are going to conduct an on-air experiment with us to see what you can do to cure the space rot that might result from the Mir space station crashing.
Desinex, by the way, has no effect on space crotch rot. No effect on the space jungle rot.
And that's what you're calling it, space jungle rot?
Yes, that's what it is. I took the name from a film I saw with John Agar and June Lockhart, Space Jungle Rot, 1958, American International.
I saw that movie. It was great.
No doubt about it. The only thing that we can hope is when the Earth stops spinning, if the Earth stops spinning, the Mir spacecraft falls on Cameron Mannheim. I believe that that's the...
Well, that's a possible result.
Yes. In fact, we're not sure what's going to fall first. Cameron Mannheim's ass or the Mir spacecraft, but we'll have to find out.
All right, General Jameson, I know that you have right now the hot liquid that you're going to pour. Have you been infected with this space jungle rot?
Yes, unfortunately I have.
How did that happen?
I was online to the National Aeronautics and Space Administration website, and I knew that they knew that I was online, and they sent the jungle rot down into my crotch via the internet.
So for a few moments, somehow, your genitals were hooked up to the internet.
Yes, that's what the government can do. I've been experimenting with the hot liquid remedy for days, and I hope that today is the day that it works. And so, that's what I'm going to try.
All right, General Johnson Jameson, who's been infected with the space jungle rot because he got online on NASA and they knew that it was him online, and so they gave it to him. He is going to see if the hot liquid remedy, just pouring a scalding hot liquid on there.
Just a scalding hot liquid right down into my underwear. Now, the liquid that I've chosen is sort of a light beef broth soup that I've had on the stove all afternoon. I've been simmering, and I used, of course, some...
Thrown a ham bone?
Yes, I did. It's very nice that way. Well, here goes nothing. And by the way, it's going to sound like I'm wearing metal underwear. I am.
All right, here's General Jameson now. He'll be pouring that liquid into his metal underwear. General Jameson?
Yeah, there's nothing left. Nothing. Not the crotch rot, nothing. I'm cured. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
And there you have it. General Jameson has cured himself of the jungle fungus crotch.
It's called space jungle rot. All right, get it right, will you, Jesus?
All right, I'm sorry. The space jungle rot that infected him because he got online on...
I might have either been online on NASA or maybe on a craft or myth website. I forget. There was something there. The world will be saved if only they follow my instructions. Pour beef broth into your underwear.
Thank God.
All I see are blisters, so I know that that's... You know, it's captured.
So just pour hot soup down into your pants and you're fine.
The whole world will be saved. Little did we know. That's a beautiful thing about life, isn't it, you know? Here I thought we'd have to go through all kinds of Y2K crap, and all we had to really do is sit down and pour hot soup into our pants.
It's a great thing.
God, am I a genius.
And that's General Johnson Jameson. This is Coast to Coast.
Art Bell is full of crap. To call Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
There's nothing left.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy Gold.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Making hot brownies. Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
He had been treated for a depression, too.
Stephen Bozell is with me. He is a father of a 16-year-old boy. You're also a construction contractor, correct, sir?
We have our own business in Corona, California, yes, sir.
And your son has been treated for depression for how long now?
He has been treated by this doctor. You're talking about the doctor he's with right now?
In total?
He's been probably about 6 months.
And so you're filing a lawsuit against AT&T Wireless to recoup these monies.
Well,
why?
He was sick. He's a 16-year-old boy, and for young people who are not adults, I just think that when he got his cell phone, there was absolutely no instruction whatsoever in the instruction manual on how you go about getting a phone call. I know how. You know how, and this is the thing that I think everybody listening right now on your program, and when I spoke to other members of the media, what I try to stress is, I know you know how, and I know how, but a 16-year-old boy who is a young boy and is just beginning to use these different things, as a result, he does not get any phone calls, and he has been depressed for about 6 months, and I had to make a choice. Do I help my son get out of his depression, or do I hold AT&T Wireless responsible for this?
Your son hasn't gotten any phone calls on his cell phone because you say AT&T Wireless
did not include in the instruction booklet how you go about getting phone calls.
I understand that, but you and I get phone calls.
We're adults, okay? There's a difference between us. We've been using phones for a long time. Now, when we saw the doctor the first time, we noticed he was depressed because he had been driving around all afternoon with his mother. He was running errands with his mother. My wife.
Okay.
And he had the earpiece in, which we bought special. It comes extra with the phone. And he drove all afternoon, and he came home and said, no one called me. And I said, do you not understand how it is that people will call you? He said, no, I don't. And I went into the booklet to see if they explain how you get phone calls. And they do not explain this.
Can I say this to you, sir? Couldn't you explain to your son how one gets phone calls on a cell phone?
That is not my responsibility. AT&T Wireless, this is the difference, Mr. Henry, between a good technical writing and a company that's more interested in their infrastructure and putting up more billions of dollars worth of cell phone sites. This is not my responsibility. They should have had that in that book, and they did not have it in the book.
You looked all through the booklet to find out if they had instructions on how one goes about getting phone calls, and they had nothing in the booklet, in the cell phone booklet.
Nothing, no, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Stephen Bozell, now you are suing AT&T Wireless.
Well, we have started as a class action lawsuit so that others can get involved in this. It's a class action through my attorney, Dolores Blazingame. She's in Riverside, California. I do have her phone number on my website. And what we want to do is get as many parents involved as we possibly can and send a message to these big companies. You cannot infringe upon the health of our children. When you do that, all bets are off. Because of the depression of my son.
Is your son depressed because he's not getting any calls on his cell phone?
He is depressed. He has had fits of temper. He has thrown things. He has pushed his mother as a result of the fact that we got him a cell phone, and he has not received one phone call on it. And
well, when you see your son depressed because he hasn't gotten a call on his cell phone, wouldn't you, as his father, explain to him that...
Mr. Henry, I know where you're going.
No, just hear me out. Wouldn't you, as his father, explain to him, you have to give your phone number out to people and to have them call you, and you also have to give them a reason...
This is all not my responsibility, all right?
But you say it's not your responsibility. I understand that. But when it's the health of your child...
No, the health of my child I'm taking care of. He is seeing some of the top psychologists in the Inland Empire out here. Now, his schoolmates are always talking on the phone and getting calls, but he does not. And
what if he asked his schoolmates how they get phone calls?
I have told him that it is not their responsibility and it's not his responsibility. He's not the cause of this. AT&T Wireless is the cause of this. For not informing a young man on how to get a phone call.
Well, what about, you look at these kids in school, they're getting phone calls. Why are they getting phone calls and understand it?
I'm sure they've got different phones. I'm sure they've got a different server. They got a different carrier. I'm sure that...
Well, why don't you change the phone service, the cell service?
Because I want to hold these big shots accountable. See, these big corporations, Enron, WorldCom, Tyco, AT&T Wireless, which I know they're not going bankrupt or anything, but they see all these big shots run roughshod over the little guy. Now, I've got a one-year contract with AT&T, and by God, they are going to, in my opinion, Mr. Henry, they're going to honor it.
All right, Stephen Bozell, you've heard the story. His son's not getting any phone calls on his cell phone because he doesn't understand that he has to give the number out to people in order for him to get calls, and they have to have a reason to call. And you it's a very unusual suit, sir.
No, I understand that, but this is about holding these big corporations responsible.
All right, you feel that AT&T Wireless, or whoever the phone company was that sold the phone, should have had some instruction in how one goes about getting phone calls.
Yes, sir. Because you're dealing with a child. You're not dealing with an adult now. Well, you and I have been getting phone calls for a long time.
So there should be something in there on how to get phone calls for the kids.
I think it's something you put in there primarily for young people, young teenagers who have their first cell phone. This is my son's first cell phone. But when he came home that day, after he got his phone, he had been driving around all day. He had the earpiece in. He had the phone in his lap. It never rang. Nobody called him. He came home, and I said to him, did it explain it? He said, no, it did not. I contacted my attorney. At first, I looked in the book.
You look to see. Oh, I don't know what that's going to say. Here's how you get a phone call. Give your number out to someone.
You can explain. Yes, sir. You can explain how you give out your number to people and how they'll want to call you back. But
make sure that you give them a reason to call?
You can put into the book, and what we proposed, and my attorney went through several drafts, but what we have proposed to AT&T to try to settle this out of court is some kind of language that says, in order to get a phone call, you must, first of all, have friends who want to call you, and then give them your phone number and tell them what to call you about. That's just as an introduction to how to use the phone. I'm very concerned because it's a crisis situation like this. It can cause a child to turn to drugs.
Is your son being treated for depression with drugs?
Yes, sir, he is.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. And by the way, Mr. Bozell, you see this as a fight with a big corporation. This isn't just some fight. This isn't just about your son.
It's about all these big corporations that run roughshod over us, trample over our rights, hurt our children, hurt our families. in this case, my son's being hurt because they didn't explain to him how you can get a phone call.
All right, Stephen Bozell at 1-800-449-8686. He's contemplating a class action lawsuit against AT&T Wireless. Keep in mind, this is a company that's a huge company, because nowhere in their instruction booklet do they indicate to young people who for the first time use cell phones how you get a phone call. How does one go about getting a phone call? Why would somebody call your phone? He feels some language in their instruction booklet for that. He is suing, and he also says this is about, the big guy running roughshod over our rights as little people. His son is 15 years of age. His name is Stephen Jr., and he is being treated for depression as a result of not getting any calls on his cell phone. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
With Mr. Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, suing AT&T because they did not instruct his son in how one gets a phone call on his new cell phone. And this is kind of a peer pressure thing, isn't it, sir?
Oh, it absolutely is, Mr. Henry. Most kids today have cell phones, and they do enjoy calling and talking to each other. They have services that will explain to a child, in order for you to get a phone call, you have to have people who want to call you, and then you give them the number. But my son, and I suppose that's, it was unfortunate that I didn't use the right company.
If you'd gone with another company, like, I don't know who, L.A. Cellular?
I'm sure they explain it, because you see other kids getting calls. I was over, my wife and I were both over at Baja Fresh, and we were getting, Dos Manos burritos and a couple of Cokes, and I heard a kid's phone ring, and I did see the child answer the phone and say hello. So I do know that there's people who know how to get phone calls. And I think it's the fact that it's in the instruction booklet. One of the boys at school grabbed Steve Jr.'s brand new cell phone to look at the phone's call history, and there was none on it. And I'm just afraid the boy will go to a gay lifestyle or something in terms of how he will deal with this.
All right. I don't think you have to worry about that, okay?
We're very afraid for his own orientation.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Maria, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
My name's Maria, and I can't believe, sir, that you're suing any corporation, for your child not being able to receive phone calls on his cellular phone.
They do not explain it nowhere in the book, and I do not want my son going gay on this.
Sir, my son is 8 years old. I have an 8-year-old son who knows how to receive phone calls.
Because it was explained to him by the booklet that he read.
Yes, it was explained to him by his parents.
My
husband and I explained it to him.
No,
I don't expect a corporation to expect to inform my son on how to get and use a telephone a phone.
My boy knows how a phone works, but he didn't understand because they did not put in the instruction booklet that came with the phone how you get a phone call. Now,
my son has told me at 8 years old, he says, Mom, can I give out my phone number so that children can send it, so my friends can
call
me?
Because he read about that in a booklet. He read about it in a booklet.
No, he can't read about it in any booklet.
Well, ma'am,
I read the instructions on the booklets. I inform my child on how to use equipment.
I would dare say, if you were to look through that boy's room, and I'm sure you're very close to your son.
First of all, you shouldn't be letting your son use any time for giving. I mean, he's not an adult. Your son should be able to, come to you so that you can inform him of how to use certain equipment.
Well, I would say to the caller, my boy has been treated for depression for the last 6 months because AT&T Wireless is not doing their end. I hold up my end. I'm waiting for AT&T Wireless to hold up their end.
No, you're not holding up your end because you won't even explain it to him.
I'm suing AT&T Wireless because the booklet is...
Is this... Can I jump in here, Mr. Bozell?
Sure.
Is this about bad instruction booklets or something? Is that
it's about, in this case, an instruction booklet that was so poorly written My son is being treated for depression. I have every reason to believe that he could go into a gay lifestyle or his sexual orientation because of no calls.
No.
Okay.
That has nothing to do with a booklet. I mean,
I just want to be clear. Your son, because he can't get phone calls on his cell phone, is going to go gay.
Well, you can say it in that smart-ass way that you want to say.
Excuse me, sir. I've been very polite to you. Please don't.
Well, I think if I could tell the sarcasm in your voice, sir. I love my boy very much. He is the light of my life. AT&T Wireless has put him on medication.
No.
That's what these big corporations do, ma'am.
No.
They run rush hour over you,
believe...
over me, over everybody.
No. No. And if every manual, we had problems with every manual and every booklet being poorly written and not following proper instructions, we would all be in big trouble. Because,
the
get tons of manuals, even at work and at home, and you don't, you know.
And the other thing that they didn't say was that you don't need an antenna for it to work. And I looked at the phone. There was no antenna on it. I took it back 6-7 times.
We have a problem with the equipment.
Yeah.
Of course you take it back. Of course you make sure that the equipment that you're getting is proper.
Well,
is working.
Let me ask you, do you
functioning properly?
Do you know
but
how?
You don't blame them for not being able to inform your son
on how to
receive a phone call.
Thank you, Maria, for your call. Very good. 1-800-449-8686. Go to Linda. Linda, go ahead. Hi.
Hi.
You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Mr. Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, who's suing AT&T Wireless.
Yeah, I can't believe what I'm listening to, because as the adult, as a parent myself, it's your responsibility. You bought the phone for your child, and it would be your responsibility to teach your child how to use it. I think that's wrong, ma'am.
I think with every product that is sold, it has to have a operational manual that can explain how the item, appliance, or what have you works. I don't think it's asking too much.
You're more interested in the company than the welfare of your child.
No. I'm holding up my end by protecting my boy through this legal action. I'm waiting for AT&T Wireless to step up to the plate and tell my boy how he can get a phone call, and he's depressed.
Don't you think your son's a little young to be using a cell phone?
15? No.
No, there's a lot of kids 50. My son's 15. He's got a cell phone. I mean, all over high school, kids have got cell phones. That's not the point. The point is, has your son gotten a phone call yet?
No, sir, he has not.
Well, 6 months he's had a cell phone.
And he's got it on every day.
Hard to believe.
Ma'am, he's got it on every single day. And I heard him the other night with his mother, and he said, why won't God let me have friends?
Why won't God let him have friends?
It's ridiculous.
The kid is on medication?
Yes, sir, he is.
What kind?
Right now he's on Effexor and Wellbutrin.
Yeah, but aren't you helping him with his self-esteem? Because you don't even want to explain it to him because it's not in the manual. You're not going to help him out?
Ma'am, as I said, AT&T, what? These big corporations, Enron, you heard about Enron, didn't you?
It's really got nothing to do with corporations.
They run roughshod all over the little people. You heard all about what they've done down at WorldCom, and you know what they're doing.
WorldCom went belly up. Enron went belly up. AT&T Wireless is a fully functioning and responsible company.
No, they're not, because they didn't tell my boy, and now we have to keep an eye on him for homosexuality, for aberrant behavior.
Homosexuality.
Over his cell phone.
Yes, sir. You bet.
Okay, Linda, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686.
See, you keep saying that I should do something. And you and your callers keep saying, Mr. Andy, you're missing the point that AT&T didn't say anything when we bought the phone about having to have somebody call you up. You got to have somebody that you know who has your number. Doesn't have to be a friend. My understanding is it doesn't have to be a friend.
Is that your understanding, sir?
If you want to be smart ass, sir.
Sir, I'm not being a smart ass. Are you saying that AT&T Wireless has to explain that you have to have a friend?
No, you do not have to have a friend. You just have to have somebody who knows you and knows your number to call you. Now, I know that. You know that. I'm not saying I don't know that. But I am so afraid of my son, afraid for my son. He doesn't have any friends. He is, it's going to sound crazy, but I heard Mary Bell, who lives two doors down, said that he was in her backyard, and he was with the Cocker Spaniel, and he was acting in an aberrant fashion. I don't know what that means.
Your son is acting aberrantly with a neighbor's dog.
That's what this woman told me. I talked to my boy. He said, no, he wasn't. Now, she's a woman who has been prone to...
All right, I understand that you're feeling very emotional, sir, but it's a difficult thing for us to fathom here. 1-800-449-8686. Daniel, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Thank you. First of all, sir, I want to commend you on your relationship with your son. It seems like you're very involved with him.
Thank you.
And we need more fathers like that in the world. But obviously, this might be going a little too far, and you know, I know that you sense that from all the callers. People are pretty...
Sense what? What I'm trying to say is... Everybody's asked about my responsibility, but we let these fat cats get away with it.
Well, I mean, and things like if you're worried about your son turning homosexual, I mean, there's a lot of things going, you know, toward that way in the world, and there's a lot of things you can do to prevent that, you know, in other ways than blaming it on a cell phone company or you know, trying
well,
to.
All of these things we're trying to keep an eye on to make sure that my boy doesn't go become some kind of a fag. And
well, you seem to be worried about his sexual orientation. I don't like that F word, by the way.
I beg your pardon?
I don't like the F word, if you don't mind.
Okay, I mean...
Yeah, you know, you seem to be worried more about his sexual orientation than about his... Worry about the boy. Worry about... And if this kid can't figure out how to use this...
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Extreme Radio.
It's time now for Southern California Lifestyles on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And we're going to be talking with Bobby about sleepovers. And you have three sons, right, Bobby?
We do, Phil. We have Justin, Seth, and Dylan. Dylan is our oldest. He is 12. Justin is 10. And Seth has just turned 8.
And the interesting thing is, forgive me, but you got into some problems over there at Western Estates with a Janice Armstrong. We have her name here, and there was some police activity around her home regarding a sleepover.
Well, Phil, before we talk about that, I think it's important for people to understand that our family is no different than life itself. We have rules that we live by. Our boys are very popular.
Wasn't this about a sleepover that your kids did?
Yes, if I could finish what I was going to say.
Go ahead.
Our boys are very popular, Dylan, Seth, and Justin. They play sports. They have a PlayStation 2. They have two air rifles. They've got go-pads and mini bikes. They have mountain bikes. They do a lot of things. They're very popular, and a lot of the kids want them to do sleepovers at their house, which is fine. But we do have provisions that generally we print up and hand to the parents prior to the request for the appearance. And
okay, so before your boys go over and do sleepovers, you hand out something printed to the parents?
Yes, we do.
Well, that sounds all very civilized. Now, you got into an ugly scene with a parent where your boys were sleeping over.
She was attempting to jeopardize the health and well-being of our children. I can tell you, Phil, we are vegans, which means that we do not eat any kind of animal byproduct. We make this very clear in letting these parents know. I do ask for an inspection before the boys sleep over.
Now, do you go into these other people's houses? Before you allow your boys to sleep over with friends, do you go into these houses?
We do. And, you know, I took...
That's very unusual.
You know something, Phil? It may be unusual, but we love our boys. And I care about my boys. And we are responsible parents.
But you're going into other people's homes before your boys do a sleepover, looking for what?
We're looking for the usual. We're looking for head lice, salmonella, any kind of staph infection, crabs, athlete foot. These are things that children can pick up doing sleepovers at other people's homes. It's not going to happen to my boys. We had an outbreak of head lice at their school. My boys will not get head lice. so long as we are vigilant. Our family, as I said, we are vegans, which means we do not eat any animal byproduct because we have higher standards than that.
Well, you do mention that on July 4th, you let the boys have barbecued ribs.
That is true, but the rest of the year we are vegans. We do not approve of certain language, like we don't believe in taking the Lord's name in vain. We don't think that speaking Spanish or German helps young people communicate, so we don't think speaking of foreign languages.
Is this all on the sheet that you printed up?
Yes, it is.
And you gave this to Miss Armstrong?
We gave this to Mrs. Armstrong, yes.
Okay. Now, what about you don't approve of roughhousing or wrestling moves, which I don't think is bad. You say you want the boys in bed by 8:30.
My boys don't get sick.
So you're asking these other parents where they're doing the sleepover, the boys should be in bed at 8:30?
Yes. My boys do not get sick. This gives a really good boost to their immune system. I check the kitchens to see if there is some protein powder. We recommend soy protein. That needs to be provided because our boys do have a protein check every morning. And
all right, you're asking these parents to provide all of these things before your boys go over there and do sleepovers.
Phil.
I'm just asking.
Phil, if I may, our boys are very popular. All of the kids in the neighborhood want them to do sleepovers. Our boys are good in sports. They're good looking. They're fun boys. They're really, really popular. So I said to Steve, who's my husband, you know, what are we going to do? We've got a situation where everybody wants the boys. They want sleepovers every weekend. What can we do? He suggested we print these things up. The boys, by the way, do need to have their blood sugar tested. And so we provide a kit where their finger can be pricked. And
so you have these parents of these other kids where your boys are doing a sleepover at, testing the blood sugar of your kids?
Yes, because my boys are not going to be sugar poisoned. You know, I don't understand why we get such pushback.
Well, I just think that there are some people who think it's unusual. Now, let's get to this problem that you had with Janice Armstrong. She lives where?
She lives with her son, Anthony. They're over in the gladiola phase. And she was mixing. The boys were over doing a sleepover with Anthony. She was mixing the protein powder. All of a sudden, I get a call from Justin. My heart is racing. He said, Mom, she's cracked an egg into the shake. I can feel my heart racing right now thinking about it. And
she cracked an egg into the shake. I don't understand.
We are vegans.
So you can't?
We don't eat eggs, no. Okay, so that's as my husband says, that's F up number one. Okay?
All right. Your boy was afraid?
My boy was petrified. He saw that egg go into the shake. I told her, use the soy powder.
Was she doing everything else right?
Up until that point, she did everything else right. She put the boys to bed at 8:30. She wasn't using any language that I didn't approve of. She was doing so well. And then you think you know people. She could have killed my boys. And
can I ask you something? I don't know anything about being a vegan, but just because you're a vegan, does that mean if you eat meat, you're going to die?
It means your body could shut down, yes.
Shut down?
Yes. Yes. So let me tell you something. There's something called Alphenleben, and that is German. It is the mother bear instinct. It kicks in. It means my children come first. I raced over there. They say I parked my navigator on the front lawn. I might have. I don't know. I went inside. I grabbed my boys, and I must have lunged at her.
Well, she says that she claims that you bit her on the arm when you walked in.
I don't know, Phil. I might have. Are you a mother? Obviously, you're not.
She says you bit her on the arm.
I don't know. But nature begins to take over. My attorney feels that there is a mother's rage defense. I don't know. I might have tried to gouge out an eye. Do you know who Latrell Sprewell is? He had black rage. I have mother's rage.
This woman claims that you bit her on the arm and that you did attempt to gouge out an eye with something like a grapefruit spoon, and all because she put an egg.
She tried to hurt my boys who are vegans. You know, my husband said that you'd give me a hard time. And
I'm not, Miss Dooley, I'm not giving you a hard time. You know, your boys are doing sleepovers, and I just want to get the story that you're giving to me here. Our number, by the way, for our listeners, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley is a mother of three boys who did a sleepover, and they're very popular boys, right?
They're very popular, Phil, yes. And we've never meant any harm to anyone.
All right. They were doing a sleepover at a friend's house where you say you have certain requirements before your boys can do sleepovers.
Yes.
Okay, so they have to eat a certain soy powder. They got to be to bed by 8:30. I mean, I think it's all very restrictive. And
no, I think we can ask what we want for our boys. And
well, you're doing a head lice check and everything else. Now the lady is making the soy powder shake like you asked her to for your boys.
It was on Sunday morning, yes.
And then your boy calls and says, "Mom, she cracked an egg into it," and he was afraid.
He was petrified because he knows. I've told him, and his father has told him, that if you're a vegan and you eat any animal byproduct, your body could shut down.
All right, I understand. Okay, now you're getting upset.
Yes, I am, because I love my boys.
Bill?
Yes, Steve?
My wife's very upset right now, and you okay, honey?
I don't think...
Okay, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686, both you guys. She's going to be brought up on some kind of a charge. She bit this woman on the arm. The woman claims she tried to gouge out one of her eyes. And this is because the woman was making a soy protein shake and cracked an egg into it. And what, Bobby?
Phil, it is an honor for someone to have my sons over as guests. They need to remember that before they go about putting eggs and poisons into our soy drink.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. I'm Phil Henry. This is Bobby Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. She's got some problems. They're vegans, so they don't allow their kids to eat meat. And they don't allow any dam or hell. They check for head lice. They won't let their kids, in other words, stay at another kid's house unless they've done a full head lice check, soy powder protein shakes, the whole nine yards. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. One 800 449 8686. Phil Henry Show. Bobby, you mentioned Bobby Dooley is with us. Her sons were at a sleepover at a neighbor's house, and you have certain requirements. Your boys need protein shakes. They need to go to bed by 8:30. You don't want anybody using language that is unsuitable around the boys. And you also check for head lice to make sure the house is suitable for your boys to sleep over in. Bobby, you mentioned that the woman was purposely trying to poison your kids.
Vegans, Phil, and she...
Well, wait a minute. She was purposely trying to poison... Why would she try to kill your kids?
Because I think they're jealous of how well we raise our children. She knows how good-looking our boys are. She knows how athletic our boys are. She's really jealous, and it's really sad.
And you willingly let those kids...
We didn't know, Phil, that they...
We didn't know, Phil, she was jealous. She tried to kill our kids because they're good-looking.
Oh, come on.
Phil, this woman put an egg... which we do not eat, into the protein shake. It was bad. I asked her to use the different soy powder. She went out and bought...
It's enough that the lady went out and got the soy powder. Not that she's not using the right brand. Here is Delora on the Phil
yes.
Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I think that woman needs mm-hmm. to keep her mother mm-hmm. Instinct, keep those two
mm-hmm.
kids at home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if the boy knew enough mm-hmm. to say she put an egg in it, all mm-hmm. the boy had to say, no, I don't mm-hmm. want that. I'll go home and get my shake at home.
My boy was alerting me to something. This woman knew that we were vegans. The boys do not eat animal byproducts. And obviously he felt that she was trying to do something.
All he had to say is, no, thank you. I'll mm-hmm. go home and eat breakfast.
Well, why did she put the egg in? Do you eat meat? Do you eat animal byproducts?
Yes, but that's not the issue.
My
if the boy knew enough that it was wrong to eat, mm-hmm. all he has to say is no thank you.
My boys are very popular.
That's they hard can, to believe. It's the restrictions as you have on them.
Oh, it's hard to believe? They can go and do sleepovers at anyone's house. They didn't have to go to the Armstrong's home. The Armstrongs,
I never had a sleepover where the kids went to bed at 8:30, I can tell you that.
Well, my boys don't get sick, okay? Their immune system,
I don't think my kids were sick
mm-hmm.
either.
Your children didn't stay home from school?
Can't think
okay.
of any time other
okay.
than
I think that's a
pox.
Big yes. I think that's
chicken
a big
pox,
yes.
Yes.
I think that's a big yes. We check for head lice. Okay. You have had lice at your house?
No, I never did. My children are grown and on their own, but
well,
I
mean when they were growing up. Did you ever do a head lice sweep?
Well, of course. We did nightly baths. Every kid gets a bath every night.
No, but I'm saying, did you sweep anyone else's home for head lice?
No. No. I would not have let them go to a home that I thought was I would need to sweep for lice.
So you never did a thorough pre-sleepover head lice screening?
My kids never went to a home that I didn't know the parents and didn't feel comfortable with them going.
Exactly. If you thought maybe there was head lice in the house.
We always do a pre-head lice screening.
I think if you have to do that, you should keep your kids at home. That's ridiculous.
I check, here's what, their grandmother, I check her home for head lice.
I think you should keep your kids in your own house, do a homeschooling, and forget about blaming the rest of the world for what you want to do.
You may think you've got a beautiful home, and I'm sure you do. But what if my children got head lice at your house?
If you gave me that list, I would say, nope, it's not worth it. My kids want to have fun, and that's not fun.
But your kids would want to stay with my boys because they're good-looking and they have go-peds.
Yeah. I think you need to keep them home and be a mother hen at home and homeschool them and not let them... If they're smart enough to know they shouldn't eat that, then they should just say no thank you and walk out the door.
Phil, do you do a pre-sleepover head lice screening?
No, I do not do a pre-sleepover head lice screening.
No, a sweep.
No, we don't do
it. If I thought that was necessary, that would be the time to back off, right?
Well, you need to do a head lice sweep because it's really important.
All right. Thank you very much, Delora. 1-800-449-8686. How do you do a head lice sweep? I mean...
You look under mattresses. You're looking to see if you find any of the nits, any of the eggs. It's very important. And if I thought that, oh, my God, putting the egg in the protein powder is one thing. If I knew there was head lice over there, I think I would have committed homicide. I really...
Well, as it is, the woman thought you were trying to kill her. Here is Joseph on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey,
yes, sir.
This is absolutely ridiculous, lady. I think you're a complete psycho.
Why? Because I love my children?
Well, okay, this lady, okay, she throws an egg in her protein shake. Maybe she's trying to add a little protein to it.
No, we're vegans. We don't eat animal byproducts.
Trying to poison them, right, and kill them.
We don't
shut their body down.
We don't eat animal byproducts.
You feed them pork ribs on 4th of July.
That's the only time.
Oh, yeah, but couldn't their bodies have shut down from that? Couldn't you killed your own children that you love so much?
Because
please don't say that anymore.
What?
My kids are so popular. They've got mopeds. They got this and
they
that.
They do. They have
everybody
a PlayStation,
too. Everybody wants my kids.
All I'm saying is the ribs the boys eat on the 4th of July are soy byproduct. And
well, are they real ribs?
Yes, they're real pork. They're beef ribs.
Well, what do you mean they're soy?
They're made out of soy.
Well, then they're not real beef ribs.
Well... I don't know. What are you guys asking me?
I'm asking you on the 4th of July, is the gentleman in St. Louis still there?
Yeah.
Okay. On the 4th of July, do these kids eat ribs?
Yes.
What kind?
Soy byproduct.
Well, then that's not ribs.
The fact of the matter remains, Phil, that our boys have a good time. They are good-looking boys. They're very popular. And the fact is...
You made that abundantly clear.
Okay. Do you have children?
No, I do not.
Well, once you do have children, they'll be standing in line to have my children over to your house for a sleepover.
Oh, my God.
You think so?
Conceited. It's unbelievable.
You really think I'm kidding?
Like head lice.
You really?
The bubonic plague. And it's fatal.
Well, the fact of the matter is...
If they happen to get head lice somewhere, then you can easily remedy that.
Well, I hope it's not at your home.
Herpes.
I hope it's not at your home. And
what, are you going to do a head lice sweep at his house?
Yes, if need be. We have a magnifying glass.
Jesus. What
I really don't.
I don't like you laughing at my wife.
Who's this, Steve?
I don't like this guy laughing at my wife.
Yeah, I hope you do. It's hilarious.
Well, don't laugh. Don't be laughing at her.
All right, look it. Thank you, sir. 1-800-449-8686. Laura on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Yes.
I just have a question. Mm-hmm. If you're so worried that this lady is trying to kill your children, why do you give them beef every 4th of July?
No, they have a soy-based pork rib.
Soy-based pork rib?
Yes.
And don't you think, have you ever researched eggs? There's a lot of protein in eggs, and I don't see the bad that this woman was trying to
do. Yeah, it is. Look, you know, it's a matter of our religion. We just don't eat vegan. We don't eat... crud like eggs. You may shovel all kinds of things in your body, but I bug bomb for lice, in our children's room.
Your children are going to grow up. I mean, have you given them a choice? Have you exposed them to meat?
Mm-hmm.
Have you told them
mm-hmm.
their choices that they have?
You know, meat is a murdering thing. And Laura, do you have children?
No, I don't.
Well, when you have children, would you be at all adverse to me bug bombing your house?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, great.
I just think it's odd. I mean, you talk about how popular your children are. It just mm-hmm. seems that they're popular because they have all these cool games
yeah.
and rides. And
Bobby, good luck. I mean, this lady is
yeah.
going to take you to court for assault. Good luck on all of that. And, you know, I wish you the best.
What about bug bombing your house?
I bug bomb my own house. Thank you. Phil Hendry Show.